The following is a Pro Football Network podcast, the primary voice for pro football at ProFootballNetwork.com. David Barron from Pro Football Network here at Radio Row Mandalay Bay. Honored to be with Antonio Gates, the best tight end of my lifetime, probably the best tight end of anybody's lifetime. Antonio, we were ready last night. We had it all written. Mm-hmm. Here's the graphic that we wrote.
Right.
I'm going to give you the floor. Right. Talk about it. Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. You mean, what happened?
Well, you know, it's one of those things where you can only control what you can control.
Sure.
And I think, you know, you start off thinking about all the hard work you put in, all the hard work that people around you put in. And I guess, you know, to say the least, it's naturally as a human, it's disheartening when you don't, you know, get to where you want to go. You know, but sometimes it's timing, right? You know, it's a thing that I say due season. Sometimes it's all about timing. But it doesn't take away from the guys that got in. Kudos to those guys. And, you know, those guys are well deserving of, you know, being involved in an elite group of guys. But to me, it was just, you know, when things doesn't happen for you, you succeed in certain things. Sometimes some things you don't. You take it, you just go to the next day. You take it one step at a time, man. And for me, man, it was just about, what did I do wrong? You know, I think naturally that's what you come up with. Sure. As a human being. Hey, what did I do wrong? You know, I think about my career and how I started. I think about my degree of difficulty coming from a basketball background. But yeah, I think about the guys too that helped me along the way and how we all felt like, you know, we made an ultimate sacrifice. But nevertheless, man, that's a very, very unique group of athletes. And that's a very unique group to be a part of. And I do believe my core that in due time, when the time is right, and you know, hopefully I can become a Hall of Famer.
Did they just call you? Did they give you any feedback? Did they just say you just missed? Like, or did they just say no?
Yeah, well, obviously they got to give you a call.
Right.
And when I got the news, I think I was more surprised on how hurt I was.
How hurt were you?
Yeah, I was very hurt. I was very hurt because it's one of those things. It's like, I guess it's like getting to the Super Bowl and losing. You know, like you get so close and you're at the door and you don't get in. And I think that's the hurt part. And I think the hurt part is just, you know, a lot of people see you and they don't know how much you put in. And for me, I've seen a lot of guys, you know, play this game of football and make it and have success. But I feel like my degree of difficulty is like no other in terms of my history, my basketball history, a free agent history, to a starter as a rookie. It's hard. It's hard to be a starter when you get drafted,
sure.
Let alone as a rookie, right? Let alone as a guy who ain't even played the game. So it's one of those things where you, like I said, man, it's in the right amount of time, things will happen for me. I really believe that. This is one of those things where it's just, I didn't achieve. And so what I do when I don't achieve, I get stronger.
Like, you get stronger, but yeah. the playing days are over, so you can't
do anything about it. Yeah, but that's the beauty of life. It's just you can't look at something and say, oh, I didn't succeed, so now what? I'm a mope around? Or do I just, you know, take it one day at a time? And, you know what I'm saying? What I start doing is when I didn't make it, I was so hurt, I start praying. And I think it's just for the people that were supporting me throughout the whole time. I think I felt bad. I felt like I let them down. It's the weirdest feeling in the world. I feel like I let people down. And I know it's not the case because obviously I've had an unbelievable career. I had unbelievable people that surrounded me. But I do feel like it was a letdown to people who supported me and been there the whole time.
And you're here. You're doing Radio Row at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You had arguably the worst letdown of your life.
Yeah.
And you're still here doing radio, Pro Football Network, and you're making TV.
Yeah.
How hard was that to decide to do? You show up here today.
Yeah. Well, it took me a couple of days to recover from the letdown. Obviously, I knew before everyone else knew, but I think the biggest thing as a human being, as a professional athlete, is that you don't let one thing determine your character. You don't let one thing define you. And I won't let something, one thing just all of a sudden define my whole journey, my whole career, my whole life. It's adversity you go through and it makes you stronger. And it gets to show your true character. more importantly, right? When things are not going your way, you get to see the person's real character. Because I didn't have to be here, right? I didn't have,
you didn't
I
could have said,
forget all this stuff. They tell whatever you want to say. But I know it's so many guys that wants to be a professional pro football Hall of Famer, and so many guys that's deserving of it. And I always say it's just timing. In due time, things will happen for whoever, and hopefully in due time, things will happen for myself.
I'm going to say it anyway. Hall of Famer Antonio Gates here with Pro Football Network, live at Mandalay Bay. You're Hall of Famer in my book.
Appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. All right.